We are Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is the wandering troubadour, Bradley Trainer. And these are your three at 12:03.
Give me three.
You got it.
It's the three.
I'll need three things.
At 12:03.
Three. That's a magic number.
They're going to be talking about three things.
Three. It is. It's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
And door
Here's
number
what we
three.
Have for you behind
there
door
we go.
Number three.
Okay, so number three in the three things we think you need to hear so that you can be in the know today. Jimmy Kimmel last night made light of a recent news story that came out of Long Island that had a... Long Island that had commentary by a man with a very, very interesting name. Mm.
Long Island plans to build a new high-volt power line, which would run 7.2 miles underground between Uniondale and Lynbrook. People we spoke with are worried about increased traffic near that route. That includes Hugh Janus. He works at a liquor store in Garden City.
I mean, Stewart Avenue is already bad enough during rush hour.
Hugh Janus. I've heard of him. Reporters came in. They said, hey, can we talk to you? He said, yeah, they did. He said, what's your name? He said, Hugh Janus.
Hugh.
They wrote Janus. It down. They brought it back to the station. They typed it up, put it on screen. Not one person went, really? Hugh Janus? Anyway, Hugh, or whatever your real name is, congratulations. They say heroes come in many forms, and that was one of them.
I mean, I think we can safely say that we at the Colleen and Bradley Show also salute him.
Yeah. I wonder if Hugh Janus is going to be famous now.
Famous,
like a viral celebrity. You know how we do this to people and then we'll find out he's a child molester or like he has a gambling addiction or something.
It'll be within 24 hours. Well, yeah. I will tell you, so I was trying to look up this story online, and what comes up if you look up Hugh, last name Janus, and you search news or Long Island, what you get is a clip from 2013 where somebody at a news station pranked one of the other newscasters, the weatherman to be exact, into wishing a happy birthday to a man by the name of Hugh Janus. So this is like a thing, obviously, that
Have you seen the other one? It involves naughty swear words, but
oh my gosh.
Like people go up to the TV and say naughty swear words.
I support
like
this.
If they see a camera.
I feel, I feel like we need more of Hugh in our lives.
I mean, the Simpsons obviously do this, but I've always been a fan of this. Phil McCracken.
Yeah.
Ben Dover.
IP Freely.
IP Freely.
Yeah. I mean,
Jacques
sorry.
Strap.
We're not above the age of 13.
Huge
right?
ass.
There you go.
Excuse me.
Hugh.
Is that a name? Hugh Jass.
Mr. Jass.
Mr. Jass.
Yeah, first name Hugh.
Do you know that my cousins had a headmaster in their private boarding school named Richard Butt? And he went by Dick?
Can I also tell you?
A Harry? Do you know a Harry?
No, but I did. I was a neighbor with a Dick Wood.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He lived down the street.
Did he? Okay. I'm not asking any more questions.
Do you also know that there's a guy named Harry Boob? I'm not even kidding you right now.
Is that spelled with two O's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Harold Boob.
Okay. Before we get ourselves into any trouble, let's move on.
Behind door number two, let's see what we've got.
Oh, you guys, I love our city and I love our city schools. This was all over Facebook this morning. I was so excited to see this. The Minneapolis Public Schools posted a video made by students and a teacher at Franklin Middle School. This is advice for all the people who are coming into town for the big game, maybe haven't been to Minnesota before, don't know a lot about our weather. We think you need to hear the song they put together. This is the future boys and girls from the Minneapolis Public Schools, Franklin Middle School.
This funk is so cold. I said this funk is so cold, I need my compact blood.
When you come to Minnesota, then you better be ready.
Be ready.
When you come to Minnesota, then you better be ready.
Get ready.
And bring your coats, hats,
coat, gloves,
coats, hats,
it's Minnesota.
In Minnesota, you need coats, hats, and gloves.
Woo!
Coats,
Minnesota.
Sounds a little princey.
Awesome.
That's cute.
St. Paul.
Minneapolis. We don't want you to be cold. When you're in our city.
Is this cute? I love it so much. Okay, so again, this is the students from Franklin Middle School with their teacher, Michael Bratch, who goes by Mr. B. This was produced by Roosevelt Band teacher Adrian Davis, Franklin Middle School teachers Michael Bratch, Brandon Tuttle, and a mentor by the name of Andre Hudson.
Oh.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it's very cute.
I just love it. It makes me think of Hot Cheetos and Takis. You know, whenever. I just thank you. That's all. Bye. It made me happy. Moving on.
And here it is behind door number one.
And on the list of things that will make you happy today, here's Helen Mirren talking about how often she has been the victim of disgusting behavior by men. Let's have a little listen to earlier in her life.
Between 16 and 23, 24, men would expose themselves to me often. I would say about once a week. On the subway, on the tube, on the bus, walking down a road, and it's like, ugh. Weird, because it's not like you're going to go, oh my God, this is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. You know, it's the opposite, it's horror.
So yeah. That's the 72-year-old actress, Oscar winner, of course. She did an interview with Willie Geist on Sunday Today.
Willie. Sorry.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, really.
Go on.
That is his name.
Sorry. Go on.
Anyway, in the interview, she talks about just how pervasive that behavior by men really was, you know, from a very young age. I mean, again, to think that, you know, a 16-year-old girl is being exposed to, exposure.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put that. She's seen a lot of wangs that she didn't ask for. And what I love that she points out in that explanation, and again, you can catch the whole interview on Sunday Today, which is not today. It's actually on Sunday, but it's called Sunday Today.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Because it's the Today Show, but it's Sunday Today. Got it?
Got it.
But it's Sunday, mm-hmm. not today.
Got
Friday.
It.
There is a Today on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called Today.
But we're Sunday.
But the Sunday one is called Sunday Today. Anyway, the thing that's frustrating with what she says is, or not frustrating, the thing that she's like, yeah, it's not attractive. So like,
no, I agreed.
Why do people think that you're going to be like, ooh, that's a nice one?
Again, this is because we asked the very same questions when we heard about Harvey Weinstein doing that to women. Who else? I mean, we heard about Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Doing that to people. A surprise male place is never, never welcome. Just like if you can get that rule in your head. The problem is, it's not really about, this is where I don't understand the psychology about it, because it's not about the other person being wowed by it.
Yeah.
It's about fulfilling something, some need of the shower, of the owner and operator.
But it's so odd because there's not, like, again, what the impulse comes from somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you're proud of it. I don't think it's about that, but it's just like, do you think that it is going to result in a woman going, or a man for that matter, whoever you're showing it to, going, wow, yeah, like, can I have that?
Did they play the tape all the way through?
I like those.
Mm-hmm.
You like those too,
mm-hmm.
Holly? Yeah, she likes them.
She can't talk about
she's
it,
in.
But
she's
all about
in.
It.
She's all in.
She's in the club.
You know, I like them. I wouldn't want to be walking down the street. It's kind of like when, you know, when you're in the mood to just be alone with like a stuffed crust pizza.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not going to eat that in front of people that I'm trying to impress.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing impressive about me eating, you know, a whole Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza mm-hmm. alone in my PJs.
Mm-hmm. That's I love that analogy, Bradley.
Yeah, I just really wanted to talk about stuffed crust pizza.
We all do.
Yeah.
In any case, I mean, listen, I don't think we have it available, but you will recall Holly wrote an entire song about how little we accept the surprise.
Yeah. And in addition to having a song, I think you should just have a t-shirt that says, like, I don't want to see your wang. Like, literally, you know what, though, ladies, yeah, just start wearing t-shirts that say, I don't want to see your wang.
I just think we need to do the public service of continuing to talk about this, about the fact that nobody wants to see that, because as you well know, people who find themselves in dating situations that are using apps or online dating,
yeah,
those things come at you real fast, and also, you don't want them.
I've never wanted just the wang.
You want,
meaning
it, you wanted attached.
Like, if you're
going to
send
else.
Me your pics, feel free. Hey, okay. Don't.
Are you sure?
No. But I'm saying, like, if you were going to send a picture like that, wouldn't you want there to be some sort of context, or, you know, like, ooh, here's I'm laying in a, you know, on a sheepskin rug, and I'm, you know, by the fire, and I'm all naked. You know, like, there
I'm just letting you go with your whole thing.
The body is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So you could take beautiful pictures of the body, but just the wang?
Mm-mm.
It's also like, this also tells you a lot about the mind of heterosexual men, I think, or men in general, because I guess the same could be true of gay men or whatever. Do you ever notice on, like, maybe you don't watch these things, adult movies, there's always, but I really do feel like it's heterosexual men, there's always this, like, obsession with close-ups.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is there anything appealing about the human body close-up?
No. Nowhere,
like,
on the human body.
Like, just parts of it? Like...
No.
No.
Just like...
No.
Just that.
Like, could you step back a little bit?
Yeah. What is that? Monet? Looks real good when you're back from
it.
You get up close, it's super messy.
Oof.
When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show,
went deep.
We've got a dirt alert with our friend Elizabeth Reese. She'll be with us after this on MyTalk 107.1. Let's talk Jersey Shore, shall we? This is an interesting situation with the situation. Mike, the situation Sorrentino, who was on the show Jersey Shore, you know, he just entered a guilty plea in his tax evasion case, and he had to be in court today. So I wanted to give you the update. So he went to court with his girlfriend, entered his guilty plea as expected, and then during the hearing, the judge said, yes, situation, you can go to Florida to shoot a Jersey Shore reunion. So they have to, you know, you have to ask if you can leave the state when you've got these kind of things going on. He's facing up to 5 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine. He's going to be sentenced on April 25th. Initially, though, he entered a not guilty plea and faced up to 15 years in prison. So, you know, you do these kind of deals and you can get a better deal. He allegedly failed to pay his full tax bill. Well, no, it's not allegedly anymore because he pleaded guilty on nearly $9 million in earnings that he made between 2010 and 2012. I also love that the judge is like, yeah, go ahead, go to Florida, make some more money that you can maybe lie about. I don't know.
Well, I think it's make some more money so that you can pay your fines.
That's a good plan.
And so that you
plan.
Can make restitution.
That's true.
His attorney says that Michael intends to pay restitution before sentencing, that he wants to continue on and live a productive, law-abiding life moving forward.
I hope so. That would be lovely.
You know, the amount of people, though, who it's like, oh, they won't notice. I mean...
Yeah, I don't. I honestly think you're dumber than dumb if you make tons of money for being famous, meaning you're drawing the attention of the world to you, and then you think you're going to hide in the shadows.
Do you know who that makes me think of? Honestly, the first person that I remember thinking, "What an idiot!" for about this is Richard Hatch, who won Survivor that one year.
Oh yeah,
the naked guy.
Yes, and it was just a hot mess. And I thought, dude,
the Dance Moms lady got in trouble for this too.
Yes, yeah.
And hers was delightful as
it's
well.
Always like somebody who rises to fame very quickly and went from having not much money to having a whole heap of money.
Well, which can often destroy people just in general. Let's look at the lottery. Right?
That's true.
I mean.
I want to win the lottery, though.
I know, but it might
ruin
you.
Until
it destroys your life.
I promise I will not be victim to the lottery.
We all promise that, Bradley.
Everyone who wins it promises that. All right, Olympic coverage. Let's talk a little bit about NBC's plans. Megyn Kelly will not be joining the rest of the Today Show for coverage. Insiders are saying that this is because she's been getting a lot of traction on her show on NBC at 9 a.m. because she's been covering sexual harassment issues so closely that that's been the increase in her ratings, that things are going a little bit better. The show is experiencing such momentum that it just made sense to keep it in New York with Kathy Lee and Jenna Bush Hager to follow at 10 a.m.
Okay, so we actually, we are obsessed with this website called crazydaysandnights.net. Have you heard about this?
No, tell me.
It is just chock full of blind items. So, and it's written by an entertainment lawyer who's kind of in the know. He's like plugged in.
Yeah.
And we just solved this one like earlier this week. If I recall correctly, it was about a talk show host mm-hmm. who was going to stay behind while everybody went to cover the Olympics.
This is it.
And one of the reasons why is because she wants to be here to cover things on home soil when
something breaks here.
Wrong. Oh, yeah.
And then she really is the at the top of the heap. Exactly. Yeah.
Although I do have to wonder if she's a little envious that Katie Couric is coming back to do the job presumably she would have done.
Maybe.
Because Katie Couric is going to the Olympics.
But what would be happening with her 9 a.m. show? That's the one thing. Like the deal with that show, I don't even know what they're going to do when she takes a day off. Has she taken a day off yet?
I don't know. I didn't know that people took days off.
I know.
In television. I'm dead serious. They're always there.
Yeah. I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Yes.
There are certain months when we're not allowed to take days
off. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Whole months blocked up. The story in Page Six, though, along with the Megyn Kelly situation, is that there was a staffer fired after reporting a toxic and demeaning work culture. This guy, Kevin Blyer, was fired as a writer after complaining that her two top executives were bullying lower level members of the staff. So I don't know. That's always a tricky one, right? Is this guy just a bad egg? Is he just bitter about something? Or is there really a culture of, a negative culture? I would say probably in news in general, there's a high pressure, deadline oriented, stressful culture. And people swear a lot.
Yeah, and I think they pushed back right away and said, everybody loves these people.
Everybody loves them. Justin Timberlake saying he wants to have as many kids as possible with Jessica Biel. Okay. Way to go.
I'm
said, I
want to
have as many kids as we can, if I'm being honest.
I'm going to say something that may not be a popular opinion about Justin Timberlake.
Oh, here we go.
I just kind of think maybe he's a little bit of a child sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he just seems to me to not be altogether too interested in growing up.
He does say, I've never felt more inept in my life. Mm. He says, you wake up and all of a sudden there's this human being you're responsible for. And then he went on to say, everybody tells you that your life is going to change and you're like, whatever, I got it. He says that when they have a night off and they get into bed and they sit down and watch a movie, they go, what did we do before this? Did we go out to dinner? Were we at a bar? What did we do before this? Which I wonder that too.
Isn't that the weirdest
thing? What did I do
thing?
With all my spare time and all of my just loads of expendable income?
And I will tell you, I can tell you the answer to that is not appreciated enough.
I know. Now, my sister texted me last weekend. I said, what are you doing? And she was like, I don't know. I'm bored. And I was I can't breathe.
Boredom is a luxury.
I was so happy for her.
I just don't even understand. You know,
I said, soak it up. Well, it was cold. It was kind of like one of those days where the only thing to do is to go out to eat. Either like I have to go to the gym or go out to eat.
The problem here is I'd be busy eating. But I thought of this the other day, too, because, you know, somebody was talking about loneliness. And I was like, oh, my God, I strive for loneliness. How are people lonely anymore?
People are different, but I feel the same way. Alone time to me is the most replenishing thing. You guys, you know, I take days off to send my children to daycare so that I can be alone in my house.
You're a wise woman.
Well, that's how I choose to spend some of my vacation. I like, to me, that's the most restorative thing. Like going on a trip with my children is a trip, not a vacation. It's not that restorative. Mm-hmm. Being alone in my home, totally restorative.
I'm with you.
Yeah, now I'm hungry. I got to go eat something.
Okay, well, enjoy whatever you eat. And Elizabeth Reese, thank you so much. Elizabeth's next Dirt Alert at 5:20 today on My Talk 107.1. You can catch her on Twin Cities Live at 3 o'clock. Now, when we come back, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. We've got 30 seconds, 5 questions. Oh. You could win a prize, 651-641-1071.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys.
We're
We're giving you 30 seconds to answer five questions, but only at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. We are Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Trainer. And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30. Sing along if you want.
Second pop culture challenge.
Woo. Who's playing today, Colleen, and for what are they playing?
We've got Allison on the line, and if I'm a guessing woman, I will guess that she is playing for a family four-pack of tickets to see Paddington 2.
Ooh.
I hope that's what she's playing for. Hello, Allison.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Well, good. I hope you're even better at the game itself. Are you ready to play?
Oh, man. My heart is racing. I'm ready.
All right. The timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Who is Chrissy Teigen's husband?
John Legend.
In the movie Fight Club, what is the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
What band sang the song Don't Stop Believin'?
Journey.
Nicole Kidman is from what country?
Australia.
Chris Gaines was the music alter ego of which country music star?
Yay! Woo! Ding, 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 ding! I didn't believe in you enough. I'm sorry. Yay, you won! Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, I listen to this every single day. I'm like dying right now.
Well, don't die.
I think it's safe to say you're probably the first person this week to win, so congrats.
For sure.
Yeah.
Allison. Oh. Congratulations. Stay on the line. We're going to get all of your information so that you can get that prize and enjoy yourself. Thanks, Allison.
Fantastic. Have a good weekend.
You too. Congratulations to Allison for winning that 30-second pop culture challenge. We do it every day at 12:30 here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. And now, we always like to solve mysteries, and we do so in the form of blind items in a segment that we call Blinded by the Item. And it sounds a little something like this, maybe.
Blinded by the item.
There it is.
Blinded by the item.
Holly's going to deliver that blind item to us, and we are going to try to solve the mystery. Hello, Holly.
Ooh, welcome to Blinded by the Item. I'm going to give you two blind items today.
Mm-hmm.
The first blind item has to do with an A-minus list singer and her husband. All right, okay. An A-minus list singer.
And husband.
And her husband. Here okay. we go. Mm-hmm. Another day spent without her husband around for this A-minus list singer who is beloved by everyone despite some recent comments.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is always hooking up with people he wants to manage. The crazy thing is all the people he seems to want to manage are female and willing to sleep with him.
Ooh. Okay, A-minus list. What singer has recently said some things that aren't savory? So she recently said there were recent comments.
Oh, God.
That were not. Uh-huh. Okay,
that were not very savory. Now, everyone likes her, and she's very famous for winning something.
Winning, like,
American
recently?
Idol? Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
it's Kelly Clarkson. Hold, please.
Yeah.
We have breaking news, right?
Yes, we do.
Breaking news.
Yep.
We have a name.
Oh, I was going to say, did we get a name finally for those darn Kardashian kids?
Kim and Kanye have named their baby. Would you like to guess, Bradley, before you start looking it up?
Yeah, don't look it up yet.
No. How about I say this? It's a city.
It's also a type of hot dog.
Yes. It's also a style of pizza crust.
Chicago West.
No.
Oh, is
the baby's name is Chicago West.
From Chicago or something?
Kanye's from Chicago.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Donda.
Yep.
I'm saying.
Chicago.
He grew up in Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago West.
Oh, God.
So now we have North, Saint, and Chicago.
Chicago was a band. Can we play some Chicago, please?
Oh, yeah. 5, 4, 6, 2. We'll come back.
Let's come back. We'll circle back around. We'll celebrate little Chicago West all the ding dang day.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. I mean, it's a child's name for crying outside, but good Lord.
Okay. It's not her fault. Let's go back to our blind item that that we just solved, courtesy of crazydaysandnights.net. Let's fill in the blank, Holly, with what we just solved.
Another day spent without her husband around for Kelly Clarkson, who is beloved by everyone despite some recent comments, those recent comments being her opinions on spanking children.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Kelly Clarkson's husband is always hooking up with people he wants to manage. The crazy thing is all the people he seems to want to manage are female and also are willing to sleep with him.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah.
But she has a love so soft.
Which is like a toilet paper commercial. That song, I always think it would be a great toilet paper commercial.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
Just you.
I want to listen to it and dance to it all the time. All right.
All right, let's move on to our next blind item. So our next blind item is about a permanent A-list singer and an A-list slinger.
Woo!
/ horrible actor.
Oh, okay.
Madonna?
I'm not done yet, Bradley.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to read you this blind item from crazydaysandnights.net. This permanent A-list singer says that despite what this A-list singer / horrible actor has to say, there has not been a full airing of grievances over what happened between them in the past, and there has been no forgiveness.
Gaga and Madonna?
No. It's not. Sorry. Keep thinking. Now a permanent A-list singer.
Oh.
Yes, Bradley.
Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake?
Yes. That was good. Which one is the horrible actor?
Justin Timberlake.
I'm kidding. They're both terrible actors.
Ooh.
I don't know. You think Janet Jackson is a terrible actress?
She was in
What do you base that on?
Justice.
She also played Penny.
Yeah, and she did a great job as Penny on Good Times. Nice try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm going to fill in the blanks
for this
blind item. You're welcome. Janet Jackson says that despite what Justin Timberlake has to say, there has not been a full airing of grievances over what happened between them in the past, being Nipplegate, and there has been no forgiveness. Of course, this citing the interview from earlier in the week where Justin Timberlake said that they had a good talk about it and that they're good.
You know, again, I don't feel like I had enough rage when this originally happened. And so I think I've carried it over. And now that it's been brought back up, the rage is real and it's fresh that he completely allowed her to take the fall for all of that. And he has continued to say whatever he needed to say that he thought people needed to hear so that he could get what he wanted out of this situation.
You need no look no further than how he treats his own wife in public. So,
yeah. But he wants to have as many babies as possible with her. Okay.
He also, when he talks, he sounds.
I'm mad at him right now.
It's a judgment. He kind of sounds ignorant.
Well, I need you all, whenever you have the chance, to have a visual.
Love his music sometimes. Yeah, just not the like weird stuff that we're
going to
hear.
Oh, we'll get to that.
I want you guys, everyone out there, to have a visual experience with Justin Timberlake. Some of the interviews that he's been giving recently, there's something to me that seems off about Justin Timberlake when he's giving interviews for his new album, Man of the Woods.
Now, would off indicate that perhaps he's impaired in some way? Is that? I know you're not saying specifically,
Maybe. Just something seems off. I don't know if perhaps he's indulging in things, but there's a thousand-yard stare about Justin Timberlake doing all the promotion for this album that I can't put my finger on, but I invite everyone to make judgment for themselves and take a look at it. It's just, it's interesting.
It's Minnesota interesting. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I will say I think he's been vocal in the past about his engagement with marijuana, I believe. I've read that before. I would be surprised if that is the only thing that he's engaging with. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And until we hear Janet Jackson's side of the story, I'm not going to believe anything.
Yeah. I want her to talk.
Yes.
I want to hear her side of the story.
Right.
Janet, can you hear us? Come out, Janet. Thanks, Holly, for those blind items.
You're welcome.
Now, when we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, every week we like to check in with our Google Trends expert to see what has been trending on Google. What have you guys been searching on the Google Monster all week long? We're going to check in with our Google Trends expert after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1.
Lori and Julia.
I haven't tried on my dress.
On the Colleen and Bradley Show, I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Trainer. We are everything entertainment. We're streaming live at mytalk1071.com. And now let's check in with our Google Trends expert.
You better see this. There's something new trending.
It's time to talk Google Trends with someone who knows what you're looking for.
What are all those websites in your search history?
With a Google Trends expert, here are Colleen and Bradley.
Yes, indeed. We've got Molly Vandenberg on the line. Hello, Molly, and happy Friday.
Hi, Colleen and Bradley. Happy Friday to you.
Yay, we made it to the end of the week. Now, I'm frankly a little bit surprised that the Minnesota Vikings did not make the top five list of things trending this week. However, I will go along with it. One of the things that was trending this week was the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. Why was that?
Yeah, this is a really fun story. And so Brian Wilson was trending this week because he went back to his old high school. And originally when he was there, he had received an F for the composition in his music class that ultimately became the song Surfin'. So he came back for a visit, and they restored that grade to an A. So a fun little heartwarming story there.
Aw, that's adorable.
It is kind of funny that he got an F for the song, which is one of the most recognized songs.
Definitely, and we saw a lot of people then just take interest in other Beach Boys songs, so we saw a lot of searches around Kokomo, Good Vibrations, all of those really iconic ones.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting to me that that story among other versus other stories actually found itself trending. Any indication, I mean, probably you can't tell me exactly why, but anything that sets that story apart that might make a trend?
I mean, I think people just really love the Beach Boys, and yeah. I think that we've all shared that high school experience, and maybe things didn't go so well the first time around, so it's a nice and relatable moment to see them turn that back.
I know, it is really hard to believe that Brian Wilson, who has been lauded as, you know, for his contributions to music as we know it today, that he got an F in composition. That gives me hope in life.
Definitely. Anytime if I'm having a bad day or sort of down on myself, I can remind myself of that fact and feel a little bit better.
Now, Molly, I see that the Olympics were trending, and I, you know, it makes more sense to me why they would be trending, but why specifically this week?
Yeah, this week we saw a couple of big announcements coming in the lead up to the Olympics. So the first being that Katie Couric is going to be hosting and returning to NBC to host the Winter Olympics. And then additionally, North and South Korea actually announced that their athletes will be walking under the same flag. So that was some big news. And the Olympics are always an exciting thing. We see a lot of people turn to Doodle to get the latest on who's going to be competing.
I'm going to go ahead and ask a real dumb question. When exactly do these things start?
They're going to take off on February 9th in South Korea.
Okay. Good to know.
February 9th, South Korea, and then we don't have the Summer Olympics for another 2 years, right?
Correct.
All right.
And finally, one of the other big things that was trending, and when I asked Bradley Traynor about this, he looked at me askance because I didn't know anything about it. Michigan Meteor?
Yes. And so this is very localized, but something I heard a lot about because I'm actually originally from Southeast Michigan. And what had happened this week is that people saw this flash of light and were really confused as to what was going on. Turned out that it was an earthquake-causing meteor that lit up the sky in that area. And so we saw a lot of pickup around that particular meteor and people just looking up what is a meteor, because if they had seen a flash in the sky, they might need a little bit more info. So that's what really caused that one to trend this week.
Yeah, it's a fun video. Like, if you haven't seen it, it's just cool to see something that you don't, you know, see every day, to finally have somebody capture it on video. It would have been also kind of shocking, I think, to see it. Because you wouldn't know, is that a plane that just exploded in the sky? Or in this case, it was a meteor.
Absolutely. I know I saw a lot of my friends and family that are still local to the area take to social media to be like, did anyone else see that flash of light? Do you know what it was?
Oh, I bet that was fascinating for you to see that kind of happen in real time.
It definitely was. So I wasn't surprised at all to see this one trend this week, and it was a pretty cool story. And people were also just interested in outer space in general because there were also reports of an asteroid the size of Burj Khalifa narrowly missing Earth. So that made folks a little uneasy, too. So some space searches this week.
Oh, I'm sure. Bradley Traynor, right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, brought that story of that very, very large thing that was going to be flying by us.
It's called an asteroid.
Yeah, the asteroid. Yeah. I couldn't remember why the asteroid just was not in my head. But and scared the it scared me to death. So I'm just hoping that, you know, we're spared in any space junk coming our way. Hey, you know, I hate to put you on the spot, Molly, but I was curious because, as you know, we had a very amazing, somewhat surprising football win during the playoffs last Sunday, and we've got another game coming up this Sunday to determine whether or not the Minnesota Vikings are going to the Super Bowl. How do we find out what was trending specifically in our state?
Sure thing. You can go to google.com/trends and you can apply some different filters there to really figure out what's going on. And what I will say is that football and sporting events are always something that we see a lot of interest in, especially more localized. And being a Detroit Lions fan myself and in that NFC North, I absolutely am with you there. So yes. I think it's pretty exciting news.
Well, thank you, Molly, so much for joining us today on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Thank you, as always, for having me. It's a pleasure, and have a great weekend.
Stay warm.
You too. That was Molly Vandenberg. She's our Google Trends expert, and we talk to her every week to check in and see what you guys have been Googling all week. And Bradley, can I throw something at you? We've been talking a lot about the human Ken doll. We haven't been Googling him. Lately?
Do you want me to tell you the story that I've been wanting to share with you all
exactly.
week?
Exactly. You've been desperate to share the story about the human Ken doll.
The human Ken doll, for those of you who don't know, is a guy by the name of Rodrigo Alves. Actually, in 2018, he would like you to call him Roddy Doll, not human Ken doll, because he's not trying to look like a Ken doll, even though that's the nickname he's got. Well, he's not the only one that goes by the nickname human Ken doll, but that's the original. It's kind of the one that I'm talking about anyway. Rodrigo Alves. You know, we shared a story about him having ribs removed, okay, because that's, you know, a thing, apparently. And a lot of doctors were like, yeah, we're not removing your ribs because that's gross and it's not healthy because, I don't know if you know this, your ribs
protect your organs.
And he allegedly was like, well, I've got these floating ribs. Everybody's got them. I just want to take them out because it'll give me a smaller waist. And then he showed up on the Golden Globes. It's so weird. He went to the Golden Globes. He was on the red carpet. He was wearing a giant corset. Well, it turned out he's wearing the corset because he had his ribs removed, blah, 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 blah. Well, the media is fascinated with him in a way, and I'm uniquely fascinated with him. By the way, did I tell you that he tweeted me? Because I direct messaged him and was like, can you come on our show and just talk about how weird your life is? And he was like, yeah, no, I don't do radio interviews. Okay. Well, thanks.
Okay. You can't waste that beautiful face on radio.
Yeah. I mean,
understood.
I feel like you'd have a bigger audience on the radio is all I'm saying. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm a
wow.
bitch. So I was fascinated with him. The world is fascinated with him. I saw this headline, Colleen.
Can I open it?
No, don't open it.
Okay.
Quote, I'm bringing my ribs home in a jar.
No.
Not like he's going to Famous Dave's mm-mm. on the
way home. And
getting
him to go?
No. He reveals that he's stolen the bones he had surgically removed in order to create new body parts in the future.
No. You guys, is anybody checking on him?
Oh my gosh.
While most people fill their luggage up with souvenirs when they travel abroad, the human Ken doll, aka Rodrigo Alves, will be dealing with a different type of duty free. That's because he had four ribs removed, stole them, and would like to create new body parts from them in future. I will preserve them and give them stored. So if one day I need some cartilage, I will have my own ready.
I don't know why this makes me want to cry.
Does he not understand that's not how that works?
I'm not kidding.
On his bedside, he has a container of formaldehyde in which he's storing his ribs.
I want to understand him better, and I don't want to understand him better. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah. No, I want to go hang out with him, and I want to see his rib jar.
I'm not going that far. I'm sad for him. And I'm sad for his ribs.
Oh, please. Show me some ribs.
All right, when we come back.
My baby back.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got some celebrities working our last nerve, and we're going to tell you who they are on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1.
Hey, guys. Bradley here for my good friends at Shamblot Family Dentistry.